Canto 3, Chapter 18. The Battle Between Lord Boar and the Demon Hiranyaksha. Maitreya continued. Having heard the proud words of the Lord of the Seas, the vainglorious demon took little heed of them. From Narada, having learned about the whereabouts of the Lord, O dear Vidura, he hurriedly betook himself to the depths of the ocean. There he saw how the victorious one, carrying the earth high on the tips of his tusks, was putting him in his shadow with his radiant reddish eyes. He laughed and said, "O, a beast of the wilderness!" He told the Lord, "Come and fight, O fool, leave the earth to us inhabitants of the lower worlds. The creator of the universe entrusted this earth to us. Me seeing you here, having assumed the form of a boar, O lowest of the gods, will not be conducive to your well-being. Have our enemies called for you in order to kill us, you, who by remaining invisible deceptively kills those who are attached to the world? The power of your bewildering internal potency is of no importance. I will erase the grief of my relatives by killing you, O rascal. When I have killed you by smashing your skull with the mace in my hand, all the sages and god-conscious people who were presenting their offerings to you will be released and automatically cease to exist without you as their foundation." The moment he, being hurt by the assailing abusive words of the enemy, saw that the earth he carried on the tips of his tusks was frightened, he bore the pain and came out of the water like a male elephant who, in the company of his wives, is attacked by a crocodile. With him appearing from the water, he, with his golden hair and frightening teeth, chased him like a crocodile would chase an elephant. He roared like thunder. "Is there anything a condemned poor devil like you running away from me would be ashamed of?" With the enemy looking on, he, Lord Boar, placed the earth within his sight on the water and invested her with the power of his own strength to stay afloat. For that, he was praised by the creator of the universe and honored with flowers by the demigods. Hiranyaksha, following him closely behind with his wealth of golden ornaments, his huge mace, and his beautiful golden armor, constantly pierced the core of his heart with terribly angry abuses. But he laughed about it and addressed him. The Supreme Lord said, "We boars are indeed creatures of the jungle, engaged in killing dogs like you, mischievous one. Heroes like us, who are free from the bondage of death, take no notice of the loose talk of someone like you who is bound. We stole away the inhabitants of the lower worlds and are not ashamed of it. Despite being chased by your mace, we, this way or another, have to stay right here. Where can one go, having challenged such a mighty adversary? As the leader of the army commanders, you have to take steps to defeat us forthwith, without further consideration. Killing us, you wipe the tears away of your kith and kin. Is it not so that he who does not fulfill the words of his promise deserves no place in an assembly?" Maitreya said, "The attacker, thus being insulted and ridiculed by the Supreme One of Devotion, got seriously agitated and became as furious as a challenged cobra. Angrily hissing and stirred in all his senses for his wrath, the demon attacked with great speed and threw his mace at the Lord. The Lord, however, stepped aside to evade the blow of the mace thrown by the enemy, just like an accomplished yogi eluding death. After picking up his mace again, he brandished it about repeatedly and bit his lip in the rage of his anger to rush towards the Lord for the second time. The Lord then struck the enemy on his right brow with his mace. But the demon, as an expert with the mace, warded off the blow with his own. And so, here on Yaksha and the Lord, both eager for the victory, we are furiously striking each other with our huge maces. The two combatants, with their bodies injured by the pointed maces, smelled the oozing blood, which even more drove them to perform diverse maneuvers in their effort to win. It looked like an encounter between two bulls fighting about a cow. O descendant of Kuru, Brahma, the self-born one, desired to witness the fight that was fought for the sake of the world, and came, being accompanied by the sages, for the Daitya Hiranyaksha and the supersoul of all sacrifices, who had engaged his potency to appear in the form of a boar. Upon seeing the power the Daitya Hiranyaksha had acquired, and how he, unafraid, had arrived at an unavoidable opposition, the respectable Brahma, the leader of thousands of sages, addressed the original Lord Narayana in his boar form. Brahma said, "This one, O God of heaven, is to the gods, the Brahmins, the cows, the normal living beings, and the innocent souls who obtained your feet, an evildoer, a source of fear, doing wrong by the power of a boon obtained from me. Wandering about, as a pain to everyone, he, as a demon, has searched all the universe, missing a proper adversary. Play no innocent game with him, O God of heaven. Once aroused, he is a snake full of tricks, arrogant, self-righteous, and most wicked. Please, my Lord, O infallible one, engage your internal potency and forthwith kill the sinner, so that he will not have the chance to further increase the formidable power he acquired. This encroaching dark of night destroys the world, O soul of souls. Please bring victory to the God-conscious souls. This auspicious moment called Abhijit has almost passed now. For the welfare of us, your friends, quickly dispose of this formidable foe. The death of this one, who fortunately arrived here of his own accord, was ordained by you. Show him your power in the jewel, kill him, and restore the peace of the worlds."